The rain started pouring just as his fear took hold. Why did he think taking the shortcut home through the forest would be a good idea? He could hear his friends' voices in his head even now. "Danny, don't be an idiot. Get a taxi home." He'd always been told that he was too cocky for his own good. His poor mother told him it would get him into trouble one day. Now it had. He was lost. And so alone. At least, he thought he was alone. The trees pressed in on him from every side, boxing him in and shutting off the outside world and the help he could call for. As the rain grew in intensity and ferocity, scything through the air and attacking him like painful memories, a shard of lightning shattered the near impenetrable darkness, illuminating the forest floor. Four paths. He had taken three and ended up back at the same point each time. Maybe it was the alcohol in his veins causing him to hallucinate and lose track of the path at his feet, or the slowly growing terror inside him. All he knew was that something wasn't right. His white shirt was now plastered to his body, becoming a second skin that was much easier to rip off than the first layer. His blood-red coat covered his shoulders and his hair hung forlornly across his forehead. Blood-red, easily visible, an easy target. Only one path left now. Surely this path leads out of this oppressive forest with its trees craning their heads towards the storm clouds like howling wolves. The moon cast an imperious eye over the scene, its feeble light barely fighting off the darkness that menacingly writhed just beyond sight. As his feet pounded through the mud, creating a cacophony of splashes that resonated round the forest, his breath burst out of him in short, panicked flashes. The scent of the pines intoxicated him further, making him feel sick to his stomach as they acted as a reminder of his entrapment. Another flash of lightning ignited the shadows, causing them to melt away and reveal the sneering faces of the tree trunks that leered down from every side like guards in a prison. His pulse added the music to his plight, a relentless drumming. His mother would be sat up waiting for him, as she always did, unable to sleep until he was safely home. But he was so far away from his safety now. His legs were aching now as the effort to walk intensified, the rain turning his blood to ice, disabling his muscles and wearing away his resolve. And then, as if by the flick of a switch, the storm stopped. Silence fell like a shroud, choking the forest and enveloping his mind. His isolation a constant companion, his fear an unwelcome colleague. The shadows were blood stains on the forest floor. Then, clear as the fear in his heart, a laugh rang through the forest. A most hideous, childish laugh, a demonic giggle that petrified him like the nightmarish forest around him. There it was again. The laugh, and now a snap of a twig and the caw of a raven added to the horrific orchestra. As Danny's feet became his servant again, a voice whispered through the trees as loud as his heartbeat. "It's fun to go to the woods today, to go to the woods and play. The best fun is to be had today, today the devil's day." An icy wind blew through the trees and kicked up the leaves like an angry invisible giant. As he swatted away these bat wings, his body trembled and his eyes returned to the road. A girl had appeared. A small girl. A girl dressed in white with black hair that fell over her face. Her bare arms and legs seemed to glow, his eyes attracted to their pulsing quality. His breath quickened even more. Bullets of sweat ran down his body, his eyes fearfully swallowing the whole scene. The girl remained motionless. An age seemed to drag before she lifted her head and her hair to the side like curtains, revealing the horror show beneath. Unnaturally pretty, her powder white face as fresh as a blanket of snow, as perfect as a dream. But her eyes. Her eyes. Portals carved into the stony face of the girl. Portals of pure black. No colour. Just emptiness. Her face cracked into a hideous angelic smile, revealing teeth like sharp white diamonds. As her head cocked to the side, she took a step towards him, leaving no tracks behind. Then another step, and another, and another, until she was running silently at Danny. His scream broke the tension as he covered his eyes, yet all he felt was the cold air blow over him. No hands grabbed him, no soul was yanked from his grasp. Nothing. Oh, desperate for a clearing and an escape. As he wheeled round the corner, a single scream exploded from his mouth. The road was full of more children, all with cocked heads and dead eyes. The moon, desperately looking for an escape through the trees, his eyes were greeted by more children, stepping forward in rhythm, the song ringing out all around, yet none of their lips were moving. It's fun to go to the woods today. Another step towards him, his eyes now panicked holes in his head. To go to the woods and play. A terrified whimper escaped his lips, his skin as cold as the eyes of the children. The best fun is to be had today. Now a breath at his back and a shiver ran through his body. Today's the devil's day. A delicate hand rested on his shoulder. An innocent voice whispered, "Don't you want to be friends with us? Come and play." A giggle resonated out as the children closed in. His screams ran through the forest, and the blood-stained shadows grew.